shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Yep, we're waking up to rain again. This time it's likely to be with us for most of the day and tonight. I'll show you when it finally shuts off.
We also have the WRL Storm Tracker out on the roads this morning, monitoring those wet conditions. We'll check in with Nia Harden to see how that rain could be affecting your commute today.
Plus, schools are boosting security after three separate encounters on Wake County campuses involving guns and online threats. But there will be school this morning and buses will have a very rainy morning commute. Once again, we're just in this theme of wet weather. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, Thursday keeps training right along here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Another day of this and colder, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not getting a break today, that's for sure. We take a look at the radar, and you can see where the rain is, mostly in our northern counties right now. But it is going to be all across the viewing area, and it will increase in coverage and intensity as the day wears on. So some scattered showers from Roxboro to Creedmoor to Henderson, all the way up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. And then down to the south, it's a little more scattered. Here's a look at Futurecast, though. We take a look here, and you can see scattered rain with this. Notice we do see some pink up around South Hill. It is not likely that we're going to see any impactful wintry weather this morning. If anything, we could see a very small glaze of freezing rain. We'll be watching the temperatures up there as we head through the morning hours. We move it on ahead. There's lunchtime scattered rain, and it just continues on through the afternoon. There's 3 o'clock. It'll be a very wet evening commute. You can see solid coverage of the rain, and it will become heavier overnight before it starts to taper off tomorrow. Look at this. You can see some of this heavier rain back here getting ready to move into our area around 8 o'clock. So today, it's just going to be messy. A good chance for scattered showers this morning. Back it off a little bit around lunchtime, and then it really begins to intensify again. But we'll have rain around the area all day long. 39 is our temperature right now, so that is cooler than what we saw this time yesterday, and it is definitely wet out there. Our temperatures look at 34 in Roxboro, 35 in South Hill. So currently, it's too warm to see any glaze of ice, but we'll continue to monitor those temperatures for you as we head through the morning. 39 Fayetteville, 38 in Clinton. We're actually pretty uniform in the mid to upper 30s right now. We'll hold in the 30s all the way until around lunchtime and only make it into the low 40s for this afternoon. We'll finally break out of this pattern by Friday, and we'll talk about some chilly temperatures that linger into the weekend coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Those showers Elizabeth showed you mean you'll have a messy morning commute. Nia Harden is out on the roads in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Nia, where are you?
Well, right now we're in downtown Raleigh. I'm going to turn the camera to show you here on the Storm Tracker what you're looking at. So taking a look here on Fayetteville Street, you can see the roads. They are pretty wet. It's light rain, very light rain. Not really noticeable at the moment, but that has been a stop and go type of thing. We're still using our windshield wipers. We're going to continue to monitor what's happening in different areas, and we're going to let you know what we see every half hour. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
There's extra security in place this morning at Zebulon Middle School as police search for the person who posted a threat online. It's just one of three safety issues reported within 24 hours at separate Wake County schools. WRL's Laura Levine joins us now from Zebulon Middle School with the steps school leaders are taking there. Laura?
Well, Jeff, as you can imagine, many parents are really concerned about what's going on at local schools here across Wake County. Here at Zebulon Middle School today, they're going to have extra security because of threats that were made. Yesterday, they said they had to go on lockdown because of many threats made on social media about students planning to bring guns to school. Here's the steps they're taking today. Increased presence of police officers and Wake County public school system security team members are going to be on campus. They're also consulting with other security and law enforcement to make sure that they are having enough people on standby to make sure that safety measures are in place. They're also closing off certain portions of the campus to make it easier to monitor students. Also, another school in the district, Cardinal Charter Academy, had to go on a code red lockdown after reports of a student having a gun on campus. It turned out to be a toy gun, but that school, they're also taking precautions. We planned this morning to reach out to Cardinal Charter Academy to learn if they plan to have extra security on campus as well, and we're monitoring the situations throughout the morning, looking at how these schools will take those precautions to protect their students. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Zebulon.
We're following breaking news. A fire in the car lot at Lizard Lick Towing may have been caused by a battery in a hybrid car. The WRL breaking news tracker spoke with an employee after 1 a.m. about the flames you see in this video. That person told us the fire came from a wrecked hybrid the towing company had picked up earlier in the day. Firefighters put out the flames overnight. No other vehicles were damaged.
You can weigh in today on improvements coming to a stretch of road that often gets messy during the morning commute. The Department of Transportation is holding a public hearing on the widening of NC 42, right between NC 50 and US 70 businesses in Clayton. You can see this on the map right here. The NCDOT spokesperson for Johnston County says taking the county's growing population into account when making a decision on this project is important.
This is an important corridor in a fast-growing area. It is experiencing a lot of delays and backups during rush hour, and the traffic is going to keep growing. We have to do something on this road. We need to improve it. We need to widen it. We've got some design alternatives about improving some of the intersections that by getting public input and local official input, if we can get a project that everybody likes.
Officials say this would improve safety and traffic flow in an area where we constantly see delays and tell you about them every day, pretty much. The meeting starts tonight at 7 at the Clayton Center.
A push to permanently restore voting rights to people with felony convictions will head to the state Supreme Court today. This is a case that affects more than 56,000 people in North Carolina. A lower court already ruled that any person in our state who is not in prison can vote, including those with past felony convictions. But it's up to the state Supreme Court to make a final decision. The justices will hear arguments from civil rights groups in the case today.
Let us be one of the first to wish you a happy Groundhog Day. We are just a couple hours away from finding out whether we will have to endure six more weeks of winter or if it'll be an early spring. Crowds in Pennsylvania are waiting to see Punxsutawney Phil, to see if he'll find his shadow. According to legend, if he doesn't see his shadow, that means spring is right around the corner. Phil will emerge just after sunrise this morning to make his prediction. And in the next 10 minutes, we'll get a look at some local Groundhog Day events that you can take part in.
Tonight, you have another chance to help shape the future of housing in Raleigh. The city is holding a hearing tonight on its Missing Middle initiative. The goal is to build more duplexes, townhomes, and small apartments in the same area as single-family homes. Tonight's hearing is at 8 at Dix Park in the Greg Poole Jr. All Faiths Chapel.
Leaders in the state Senate are moving quickly on a bill that would limit how teachers can teach or talk about sexual orientation and gender. The bill would forbid those topics in course material for kindergartners through fourth graders. It would also require teachers to tell parents if their student is questioning or changing their gender or sexual orientation, regardless of their age. Education advocates have serious concerns about the bill, but the state senator who introduced it, Amy Gailey, says it is needed to keep teachers from shutting out parents.
Parents do not surrender their children to government schools for indoctrination imposed to the family's values. The government is not a partner in raising our children.
This bill undermines certain children's safety and is ultimately part of a national campaign to erase the existence of LGBT students and adults.
That attorney, Ann Webb, says that children have constitutional rights to informational privacy, including their gender and sexual orientation. The bill is expected to pass the Senate along party lines next week.
Next, new evidence in the murder trial of Alec Murdoch. What it reveals about his whereabouts the day his wife and son were murdered.
Well, it's not everyone is happy about a new school at UNC.
We don't know what the purpose is. We don't know what problem it's trying to solve.
And just ahead, the growing division over a new program designed to expand conservative voices.
And here's a live look at Clayton right now. Another rainy start to our morning in just a few hours. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, Elizabeth Gardner will show us who's seeing the heaviest rain and why our temperatures will be much colder today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It is going to be a wet day for us. We've had a lot of rain already this week. This is going to be the wettest day that we've seen so far. Right now, the rain is patchy. It's mostly from the Triangle area northward. We had a little wave down south that's moved out, but we will see more and more of this. Much of what we see this morning will be scattered, but once we get past lunchtime, especially toward the evening commute, we're going to end up with a lot heavier rainfall across our area. And coming up, we'll talk about how much we've seen and how much we still have left to go. One of the big differences, our temperatures are colder this morning than they were yesterday. 38 in Roxborough, 39 Durham, 39 degrees in Fayetteville, with that rain coming down and damp conditions. So a winter coat and an umbrella as you're heading out the door this morning. Our commute, of course, will be wet this morning, and then that rain picks up this evening.
A Jeep club in Dallas has been helping out drivers stranded on icy roads. That group helped to tow some big rigs who got stuck going uphill on I-20 there. Before that, they helped some people in stranded cars during the ice storm. A spokesman said they would also be helping medical professionals having difficulty getting to and from work.
A group in Raleigh that says it wants to end police violence is hosting an open forum tonight. The Refund Raleigh Freedom Committee says it is trying to gather support for its cause. However, it's not inviting representatives from the city or the police force to the forum to hear the issues. Organizers say they need to make their voices heard to bring about change.
We decided that we wanted to organize this forum to gather people because we believe that that mobilization organization can't just stop at a protest. We believe that the police department in general is not actually keeping people safe.
The group's forum is happening tonight at 6 at the Tarboro Road Community Center.
The Alex Murdaugh trial will continue this morning in South Carolina. Prosecutors introduced cell phone video as evidence Wednesday, raising questions about his whereabouts the day his wife and son were murdered.
What do you hear in the video?
You hear three different voices in the video. You can tell because they're so different, you can tell that they're different voices.
Now, prosecutors say the video was recorded around the time of the murders. Murdaugh told police he was sleeping when his family members were shot near their dog kennels. A family friend testified that he recognized Alex Murdaugh's voice on the tape.
The risks of developing cancer as a firefighter while on the job will be front and center on the final day of a state conference for fire chiefs. The conference is taking place in Concord, northeast of Charlotte. Insurance experts will discuss cancer risks for firefighters there in just a few hours. WRAL Investigates previously found the disease is the number one killer of firefighters. Earlier this week, a group of NC State researchers gave a presentation on toxic forever chemicals found in firefighters' gear. A Philadelphia Eagles player is now facing a rape charge just days before the team plays in the Super Bowl. Josh Sills was indicted on charges of rape and kidnapping in Ohio. The indictment alleges Sills raped a woman and held her against her will in 2019. He's a reserve offensive lineman for the Eagles who played in one game this season. The Eagles say they are aware of the charges and they're working to get more information.
Plans for a new School of Civic Life and Leadership at UNC are moving forward, but some faculty are worried its approval was mishandled. UNC Board of Trustees Chairman Dave Bolyak says that the school would have conservative views taught on campus. Bolyak says the focus is on individual freedom now, but the chairperson of UNC faculty says the board got no input on this decision from staff. She says faculty are in charge of curriculum and creating new programs. So announcing the new school without input is, in her words, putting the cart before the horse.
From what I gather, it's not necessarily the school itself that you have a problem with. It's just how they went about this, especially if there was no faculty input.
Well, it's both. It's hard to know how we feel about the school itself because we have no information about it. So, yes, we don't know what the purpose is. We don't know what problem it's trying to solve.
Mimi Chapman says faculty have no idea about a timeline for this new school.
It is 4:46, and here to walk us through the timeline of the rain we're going to see, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Of course, some parts are seeing rain right now.
Yeah, how about always? That's the way it's felt this week, hasn't it? I mean, we've had so much rain. We had rain on Monday, a little bit Tuesday, a significant amount yesterday, and today it's likely to be the rainiest day so far this week. It's fairly patchy right now. We're seeing some of the steadier rain along and north of I-85. We had some rain down south earlier. That's moving on by, and it will only end intensify as we get through the afternoon. Not looking at any severe weather here. It's just going to be a steady, chilly rain. Well, take a look here again, north of I-85, Roxboro, Oxford, Henderson, Roanoke Rapids, South Hill, Virginia, Clarksville, all seeing some of that steadier rain right now. Futurecast shows that rain with us really almost through the entire morning commute. There's 7:30. Futurecast keeps wanting to pop up a little bit of pink up in our northern counties, and that would be potentially some freezing rain. Right now, when I look at the temperature profiles, it doesn't look like we're going to drop down to freezing. So the model's showing that, but I think it's unlikely. If we saw anything, it would be a very thin glaze, but it shouldn't be anything that causes any travel problems. Here's lunchtime, scattered rain across our area at noon. And as we move on through and push it into the afternoon, that rain just continues to spread across the area. It's going to be a very wet evening commute. Some of that rain turning heavier overnight and then gradually sliding southward. And we will be back to sunshine tomorrow. Right now, it is gray and wet in downtown Raleigh. This is a look from the Museum of Natural Sciences, where it is 39 degrees. We're going to hold it in the 30s, really, until lunchtime with this rain. So it's miserable out there. Right now, it's 34 in Roxboro and 35 in South Hill. I will keep an eye on those temperatures all morning, let you know if it looks like it's going to be dropping down to freezing, and there could be a little light glaze of ice. But again, that doesn't look likely right now. All of us are sitting in the 30s, though. Groundhog Day. Hopefully, we don't have to repeat this day anytime soon. But it is unlikely that the groundhog will see its shadow. So traditionally, that means an early spring. That does not look like it's going to happen today or into the weekend. Lunchtime today, we're looking at temperatures close to 40 degrees, and the rain will continue. Snurd, the groundhog in Garner, will be out at noon, taking a look to see if she sees her shadow, but I doubt that she will. Sunshine finally returns for us on Friday. It'll be a chilly day, but a really cold one on Saturday, and then 53 degrees on Sunday. So we begin that warming process, but it's going to be chilly and dry and clear. Look at what our wind chill looks like as you're heading home from work at 5 o'clock on Friday, 23 in Roxboro, 26 in Durham, 31 in Fayetteville. We'll roll it on out, and it's likely at 9 p.m. to feel like teens in Roxboro and South Hill and 21 in Raleigh. We move it out to early Saturday morning. If you're an early riser, 4 a.m., teens, 15 in Roxboro, 12 in Rocky Mount, and heading out the door at around 8 o'clock, temperatures will still feel like the teens. It's our wind chill for Saturday morning. So keep that in mind. If you're one of those Saturday morning runners, whew, it's going to be a rough one Saturday. After that we begin our warm-up. And if you like the warm air, hey, it's coming back next week. Look at those 60s.
Thanks for that, Elizabeth. We'll wait on it. This is an incredible rescue caught on camera, how firefighters in California were able to save a dog that fell into a 30-foot hole.
Plus, what a new lawsuit is revealing about accusations of a long-term pattern of sexual abuse inside NC State's athletic department.
You no longer need a positive COVID-19 test to be prescribed antiviral medication. The FDA announced revised rules for COVID-19 treatments Paxlovid and Lagevrio. Now, that happened yesterday, and it says healthcare providers can write prescriptions for these based on symptoms and risk of severe COVID-19. The FDA says the drugs work best when given early, and sometimes COVID-19 tests don't give a positive result until days after infection.
New this morning, NFL Hall of Famer Bobby Bethard has died. Bethard's family says he died after a long battle with Alzheimer's. He was 86. He spent 35 years in the NFL as a team executive, building teams that won 4 Super Bowls. That includes the undefeated 1972 Miami Dolphins. Bethard was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 2018.
North Carolina is one of 4 states in the country launching a new effort to improve health care. State Transformation Collaborative is holding a kickoff event tonight at Duke University. This is a statewide public-private partnership bringing healthcare leaders together to work on reducing costs and improving personal care. Tonight's kickoff event is at 5 at Duke's Fuqua School of Business.
It is Groundhog Day, and there will be groundhog activities at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences today. But Sir Walter Wally is retired, as you may have heard, so he'll not be making an appearance. The museum tells us the wildlife sanctuary where Wally lives has closed, sending him into retirement. The Raleigh Museum's events are happening from 10 to 1 today. They will include crafts and games and a live animal program.
Heads up to anyone driving Saturday morning in downtown Raleigh. There'll be about 8,000 runners participating in the 19th annual Krispy Kreme Challenge. This event will close several roads from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Saturday. Runners will start at the Memorial Bell Tower on the NC State campus, run 2.5 miles to the Krispy Kreme at the intersection of Peace and Person Streets, eat a dozen donuts, or carry them back with you to the finish and share them with friends. For a full list of road closures, information on how to register for the race, and a history of the event, you can go to WRL.com and search Krispy Kreme.
Elizabeth just showed us the wind chills will be in the teens Saturday morning. Well, firefighters rescued a German Shepherd overnight that fell down a 30-foot hole in San Diego. They first received a call around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Firefighters used a ladder from a hook and ladder truck that extended above them, and then they used that to drop a rope down the hole. They eventually had to use a second rope with a hook attached in order to hook the dog's collar, and look, they pulled him up. The dog named Indy was taken to a veterinarian to be checked out, but a lot of relief there.
Wow. What a recovery there. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is launching a podcast based on her best-selling book, The Light We Carry. She just wrapped up a book tour with special guests, including Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Tyler Perry, and David Letterman. Mrs. Obama said the tour was a way to connect with real people again and expand on the book's message about dealing with stress and change. Michelle Obama, The Light podcast, will debut March 7th.
We're counting down to our first Battle of the Blues matchup of the year. Duke is hosting UNC this Saturday. The action tips off at 6:30 p.m. at Cameron Indoor Stadium. You can count on WRL for complete coverage of the rivalry leading up to the game, post-game celebrations, and coaches' news conferences.
Another messy morning commute today. We'll check in with Naya Harden, who's in the WRL Storm Tracker right now. This is a live look out there as we check your road conditions.
And more flight cancellations this morning as so many southern states deal with the aftermath of an ice storm. An update on the cancellations and delays here in our area.